And Renee, out in your neck of the woods, the LA Auto Show opens to the public tomorrow. Dozens of automakers will be unveiling their new lines of cars and trucks. Now, we've been sending NPR's Sonari Glinton to car shows for a couple of years now. And as this auto show opens up, he is asking this question. Why do so many cars look so much alike?
Once upon a time, when a car company introduced a new car, it was a new car.
What's new? Everything. New show car styling. Three new drives. New synchro mesh transmission. Improved super smooth power glide. Or new touchdown overdrive. A revolutionary new ride.
If you just look at the cars at this or any auto show, you won't see any revolutionary new rides, at least not on the outside. If you go to your grocery store parking lot, you'll notice a lot of cars look alike. I've been asking around the auto show why that is. Brian Moody is with Autotrader.com.
What they're relying upon to distinguish these cars from one another is not so much the mechanical pieces of them or the design, is they're selling sort of a lifestyle or an experience or a philosophy.
Derek Jenkins is head of design for Mazda. He will reluctantly admit that there's been a kind of convergence in the way cars look.
If you really line the silhouettes up and really check the dimensions and the widths, yeah, there's a lot of similarities because the basic architecture has been on a constant evolutionary path, and that's where the sweet spot exists.
Jenkins says his job at Mazda is to hit that sweet spot and design cars that sell. So that's why you won't see cars with bubbles or, say, giant fins.
If you're talking about a mid-sized sedan that you want to park in your driveway, do you really want some jet-looking fins on the back of it? Probably most people, I don't believe, do. I don't.
But that didn't really answer my question, so I asked Aaron Bragman with IHS Automotive.
So when I go downstairs and I look at the cars, a lot of the cars look a lot alike, and they don't change from year to year. Why is that?
Aerodynamics, mostly. There are certain shapes that work better for lower aerodynamics. Lower aerodynamics means better fuel efficiency.
The race to make cars more fuel efficient means they spend a lot more time in wind tunnels to get that nearly universal sleek look. But Bragman says as the auto industry gets more competitive, the companies are a lot less likely to be all wild and crazy.
The common denominator usually does sell best. They're not stylistically wowing anybody, but they're decent, they're attractive, and they're not too crazy. And so not too crazy actually sells.
Not too crazy means car shows aren't as fun, and neither is car shopping. But here's the thing. Rebecca Lindland with IHS Automotive says midsize cars may look the same, like the Camry, the Accord, or the Fusion, but there are not as many limits.
And it's really hard to tell the difference on the one hand, but also to know who's offering what in terms of how the car is to drive, because so many of the cars are just, they're so good.
Brian Moody with Autotrader.com says, we won't be wild going to car shows looking at the outside of cars. The fun stuff is on the inside.
The 50s version of the future with spaceships and gray jumpsuits and blinking lights, that doesn't exist. There's no flying saucers, but there is OnStar, and there is Entune, and there is Pandora in your car, and there is an iPhone that plugs into it, and there is Bluetooth that lets me talk on the phone to my wife by just pressing a button saying call home. That's pretty awesome.
Brian Moody says the future is here, and there's a good chance you're driving in it right now. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Los Angeles.